the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So in this podcast, what I wanted to talk to you about was lease options. What are lease options? Why would you do a lease option? How can you find lease options? And that sort of thing. So if you've got any questions about lease options, and we're talking about property lease options here, if you've got any questions, then please just drop me an email, me@daniellatto.co.uk, and we'll do another podcast on any questions that you've got about them. But in the meantime, let me just explain why I've been recommending lease options for my clients. So, for example, we may have clients who may not be able to get a mortgage because they've got bad credit history, or maybe they live overseas and they can't get a mortgage because they haven't got a financial footprint here in the UK. So they still want to invest in UK properties because they can't get that market maybe overseas in the Netherlands or in Spain or wherever. So they want to do lease options here in the UK. So the reason why they would do them is that they can get to control a property. And not just control a property, but actually generate cash flow from that property. And that cash flow can be anything from £200 upwards. We've got people who've got houses of multiple occupation. We call them HMOs. And those people are earning between £5 and £1,000 per month. That's profit on each HMO that they do. In fact, one of my clients dropped me a message on Facebook today just saying he was up to his 10th lease option. He lives overseas and he's now making £2,000 profit each and every month. Everything's fully let and he's actually looking for his next deal. So the reason why you would do a lease option is simply because you can't get a buy-to-let mortgage. And it's a nice little step onto the ladder, if you like, so that it will allow you to just, you know, get started in the UK property market. So in terms of where do you find the deals? Well, for my coaching clients, we actually go out and find the deals for them. So we do all the hard work. You can do things like leaflet drops, estate agents, letting agents, that sort of thing. You can phone up all of the to-let properties or for-sale properties on websites like Gumtree, for example. And if you were going to go into an estate agent, the advantage of going into an estate agent or dropping leaflets and speaking to people off Gumtree, by the way, is that you don't have to pay sourcing fees. So, for example, the deals that I find for my clients, there is a property sourcer at the back end who's gone out and actually spoken to estate agents and dropped all the leaflets and they've spoken to people on Gumtree. They've actually done all the work for you. Now, obviously, in order for them to do that, they have to get paid at some point. So normally you would have what's called a sourcing fee, and that sourcing fee can be about £2,000 to £3,000. It depends on the deal. They can go up to £4,000 or £5,000, depending on the cash flow. So if you've got a HMO that's pulling in £1,000 a month profit, then the sourcing fee on that could well be £4,000 to £5,000. Now, if you don't want to pay sourcing fees, then this is where you'd actually just go to an estate agent. And when you go to an estate agent, what are the sort of questions that you might ask? So what do you think might be the questions? So something like, have you got anybody who is in negative equity but actually is desperate to sell? Now, I'm pretty sure most estate agents will have some people like that. And as ever, it's a numbers game. You know, there's no science behind this. 1 out of 100 will say yes and so on. It's just a numbers game. But if you don't ask, then you don't get, you know. So you've got to go out and speak to estate agents. And when you speak to estate agents and you ask them, have you got any properties that are in negative equity where the owner's desperate to sell but can't, they might be open for a lease option. Obviously, you need to then explain what you do and what a lease option is. And then obviously for the estate agent, they're wondering what's in it for them. Well, what's in it for the estate agent is that you will offer to pay the estate agent's fee upon a successful completion of that transaction. Notice it's not completion of the sale because you're not buying it. You're just taking on the lease option where you're now responsible for paying the mortgage and managing anything that happens to go wrong with that property. In effect, you are the owner. You just haven't bought it, but you're acting as the owner. So at that point, you would pay the estate agent at the same time as you actually do the transaction. And then you take, you know, you get the keys, just like you would with an estate agent. The estate agent gets paid, they're happy, because they're now able to make money on a property that they can't sell, which from an estate agent's point of view, it's pretty cool, right? So so that's how you do it with an estate agent. Obviously, you have to go door knocking and speak to as many estate agents as you can. You need to build rapport with all the estate agents. You have to educate estate agents as well. Bless them. I always wondered, when I was younger, a long, long time ago, when I first started investing in property, I couldn't understand why estate agents weren't investing in properties. They were coming across these amazing deals. And when I looked up the rentals, I mean, this is going back 17, 18 years now. I don't even think Rightmove existed back in those days. And certainly we didn't have property coaches or networking events dedicated to investing in property. But oh, how the world has changed. But back then, we would have to go into each estate agent and we would see all these deals on the wall and they would all stack up really well. I couldn't work out why people weren't buying these deals, in particular estate agents. And it's because generally estate agents want to be estate agents. They don't want to be property investors or anything else. They love property, but that's like, it's like me liking ice cream and only liking banana and you loving strawberry or chocolate. We both love ice cream, but from a completely different angle. It's a completely different flavour. And that's why some estate agents don't invest in property. I say some, I mean most. Okay, so that's how you deal with estate agents. For leaflet drops, what you would do with a leaflet drop is, okay, so you need to make some notes here. You might need to stop the audio and rewind it a little bit because I'm going to go fast. It's the beauty of a podcast. So with a leaflet drop, what you want to be doing is you want to be dropping leaflets. And these leaflets will be saying something like, are you in negative equity? We can help. And then your phone number, your name, and maybe your website address. It's a mechanism for people to be able to come back to you and say, yes, I am in negative equity and I want to get rid of my house. Now, there's usually four reasons for someone wanting to leave the house. So it could be debt, they simply can't afford to live there anymore. It could be maybe it's somebody else's house and it's in negative equity, as in it's a grandparent that's passed away. So you've got debt, you've got death. It could be that the couple have separated, so that's divorce. Or it could be that actually they're moving overseas to Australia, and they'd love to be able to sell, but it's in negative equity and they can't sell it. And we call that departure. They're the four Ds. So you've got debt, divorce, death and departure. Debt, divorce, death, departure. So that's why someone would actually do a deal like this. It's because of these four Ds. They're in a situation where they cannot sell this property, but they don't want to deal with the property anymore. They definitely don't want to rent it out. They don't want to be an accidental landlord. So when that happens and they phone you up and they explain to you why they're wanting rid of it, then there's an opportunity there for you to actually take on that property. You pay their mortgage for them, they can then disappear off to Australia or whatever the reason is, or separate, get divorced, whatever. They can move on with their lives. And that's why people will take on a lease option. For you, of course, you've now got this asset that you're in control of for hardly any money up front. The only sort of money that you would need to pay in this situation are your legal fees. And for that, you would normally pay both sides of the solicitors. So you'd pay your solicitor and you'd pay their solicitor, just because sometimes when you present a deal like this to a solicitor who isn't familiar with them, they'll say that they're illegal. And they're not illegal, they're perfectly legal. People have been doing these for a number of years now and will continue to do these for a number of years. But with a solicitor, what we tend to find is that if a solicitor doesn't know how to do something, then it must be illegal. That's pretty much how it works. We know some accountants like that too. So that's why someone would sell or do a transaction on a lease option. Your costs are really low if you're actually doing the sourcing yourself. They're the leaflets that you would drop in order to do that. And, you know, it's a numbers game again. You've got to be dropping 10, 20, 30, 40,000 leaflets. And then you get a couple of bites. And then you have to negotiate with the vendor. Now, sometimes, of course, you might not want to do any of that. You don't like estate agents, so you don't want to speak to those guys. And you don't want to be dealing with vendors and having to negotiate and explain and educate. You don't want to be having to organise leaflet drops, which can be a real pain sometimes. You're having to manage people who want a very low wage dropping leaflets. And you have to obviously get all the leaflets printed and so on. So if you don't want to do all of that, then you can just go straight to a property sourcer. Now, the property sourcer, obviously you need to go out and find them. And this is why we're so successful with my coaching clients, is because we've already got property sourcers lined up with deals, and we stick all the deals in our membership site. And all the deals are there, and so an investor, one of my clients, will see that deal and go, Dan, I'd like to look at that one, can I take a look? And we'll send them the details, they'll deal directly with the person who is the property sourcer. And then when we get the details back, both I and the client will go through that property and do our due diligence to make sure it's the right property in the right area, when it's going to stack up, it's not going to fall down, that it's going to got good cash flow, it's in a good rental area, and so on and so forth. They're the sort of things that we check. There's a few more things that I'm not going to go into that we check as well, but that's reserved for clients, obviously. So, now, I make no money on these lease option deals, and I tell all my property sources, and they love it. They love the fact that I don't make money, because it means they get to make all the money. So if they've got a finder's fee, a sourcing fee for £3,000, then they make all that money. But my job as the coach is to make sure that my client's getting the best deal that suits their investing style. So pretty much that's lease options. Now, you can get really fancy with lease options. So, for example, we've got a client and he does lease options, and on five properties, he's making £147,000 every single year, and that's profit. And these are big HMO, houses of multiple occupation, lease options. These are 18 and 22 bedroom properties. And it's big, and you know, he puts hundreds of thousands of pounds into it. But you don't have to start at that level, you see. You can just start off nice and small. You go and get your first one. Cost you £2,000 or £3,000 from a property sourcer. It generates £200 a month. In 10 months' time, you've got your £2,000 back. Or maybe slightly longer if it's a £3,000 deal. And then you go and buy your next one. And then you're making £400 a month. And at £400 a month, let's say it's two grand for every lease option, £400 a month, how long will that take? 5 months, right? So then you're making £600 a month, and then actually it will only take, you know, £600, £1,200, £1,800. It will take 3 months, and then you buy your next one. Now you're up to, what are we up to, 800, is it? 800, 1,600, 2,400. So it will take you just under 3 months again to get your next one. Now you're up to £1,000, so it'll take you 2 months. You know, £1,000 1 month, £1,000 next month. Now, obviously, you've got to make sure that these properties rented out. You've got to make sure that you're covering all your costs. You need things like boiler insurance. If you want to be hands-off, which I definitely advise you to do, because when you reach financial freedom, you don't want to be going around and dealing with properties and tenants and boiler breakdowns and so on. You want your managing agent to do that. So I would always advise that you start off as you mean to go on. So I would actually start off having people manage the deals without you having to do it. Because that way, when you become financially free in 5 years' time, which is the plan, you're not having to deal with all these property problems. Okay, so I think we pretty much covered the basics on lease options. They can get a lot more complicated if that's what you want. But if you want to start off with lease options, there's a couple of things that you can do. Obviously, you can go speak to landlords, estate agents, and so on, try and take over other people's properties. You can drop leaflets and deal directly with vendors, or you can try and source property sources. Now, the problem here for most people is that they haven't got a clue what they're doing. And when you haven't got a clue what you're doing, it's much easier to actually make a mistake. And you know, when you do make a mistake in property, it can be quite costly. Now, we're lucky with property as well, because property can be quite forgiving. So if you buy a house for 100 and it drops to £80,000 in the next 6 months, well, as long as it's rented and the cash flow comes through, it doesn't really matter, because ideally it should be a long-term investment. But what you really want is you want a coach next year, you need a mentor, someone who can show you the pitfalls, avoid you from making a mistake. So let me give you an example. We have a client, and she's a client now, but she wasn't a client at the time. And we were chatting during one of our strategy sessions. And you can apply for a strategy session on my website for free of charge. And it lasts about 45 minutes. And it just enables us to work out if we're a good match for each of those clients and as coaches. So we were talking, and this is one of my previous clients, actually. We did some work with her for her business, which has grown significantly. And now she's wanting to get into property because the cash the business has generated is needs to be moved over into long-term wealth. Okay, that's the whole point. So she's moved from stage one, not having money, to stage two, which was building her business, to stage three, which is now buying long-term assets. Okay, so when she came to me on this strategy call, she was about to spend £80,000 on a HMO, on a house of multiple occupation. Now, this house of multiple occupation with an £80,000 upfront cost was going to generate £700 per month. Now, luckily, we had the strategy session before she actually decided to make that purchase, because that was a terrible return on investment. Of course, anyone can go out and buy a property. Anyone can go and get a lease option. But if it's the wrong lease option or the wrong property deal, you know, how many people have got £80,000 more than once? Not many. For some people, you get one bite at that cherry and you spend your 80 grand and it's gone. And that's the risk with property. It can be expensive to make that mistake. And that's why we always recommend that you get a coach, someone who's going to help you through those pitfalls. But not only that, someone who's going to deal with and manage your mindset. Because, listen, you could go out tomorrow and you could go do three deals tomorrow. I promise you could go and do three deals tomorrow if you know where to go and you know who to speak to. But you can't do that if your mindset says that you can't do that. But if your mindset says, I can do that, then you have a much greater probability that that's actually going to happen. So this is where a coach will help you. This is why I did the NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, because that's going to help you. I'm able to spot someone. I can see what struggles they're going through and what obstacles they've got. And we can laser beam focus into overcoming that problem and find a solution that will enable them to buy the right deal in the right place that gives the right return. So that's it for lease options for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed that. As ever, please send me your questions, any comments that you'd like to make. I'd love to hear back from you. If you've got any topics or questions that you want me to cover in the next podcast, then please put them in there as well. If you'd like a strategy session, then jump onto my website. The website has lots of documents and videos and blogs and information that you can go and watch for free. And there's my free guide, which is retire in 5 years or less, financial freedom in less than 5 years. I forgot what it was called then. So my name's Dan Latto. The website is www.daniellatto.co.uk. Find me on Facebook, come and have a chat. And as always, it's been my pleasure. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.